We can learn so much from the story of Esther. Hi, I'm Heidi St. John, and when I read the story again, I noticed a few things that every busy mom should be putting into practice. First, Esther showed that she respected her husband. She did not try to get her way through manipulation, but wisely asked God to show her how to approach her husband. Second, Esther had demonstrated that she was trustworthy. Her husband trusted what she said, and he demonstrated his love for her as he listened to her. You see, she had not only won his physical affection, but his listening ear. And last, she was a student of her husband. She learned a lot, I'm sure, from Queen Vashti's previous mistakes. But remember, Esther was motivated by love. She was carrying the weight of a nation on her shoulders. It was not only in her best interest to learn how to communicate with her husband, it was in the best interest of an entire nation. We don't often think of how important it is that we learn to communicate lovingly and effectively with our husbands. After all, we don't have an entire nation depending on whether or not we get this marriage thing right. Or do we? I truly believe that if we could only see into the future, we would see that an entire nation is depending on it. If we could stop and look at the effects of the mentoring and discipling of our children, we might see amazing changes in our culture. Perhaps we would find many families could be spared from the devastation of divorce. If we were to truly love our husbands with our words and then match those words with our actions, I wonder how many generations of children might enter into marriages of their own with the right perspective. We must not underestimate the power of communicating right with our husband. For more encouragement, visit me online at thebusymom.com.